Scorpio, this is your weekly reading for September 1st to the 7th. We are going to go over what's happening, the challenges, and the outcome. All right, please remember, scammers are out there. I get a lot of messages about this, so I'm going to share one way that you know that it's not the scammer account. Check the following. I have 700,000 followers because of you guys, so thank you very much for that. But that is how you know it is the real account, right? Check the following on whoever messages you. I don't message anyway, unless you've messaged me first. All right, we've got the Two of Cups here. This is a partnership. It kind of feels like if there's a partnership or like maybe making a friend or something like that, like a new one, it kind of feels like it's going to kind of spin out a little bit, okay? I just don't feel like it's going to last. You do have the Queen of Wands and Queen of Pentacles, and we also have the Justice card. So I'm going to show you all the cards, and I'm going to see why I said that. So again, beaten up in this deck, Justice card. Now, I feel like you're wanting connection, you're wanting like love or something, but you've got the Seven of Pentacles in the challenge position, and you have the Page of Swords in the challenge position. So I just feel like you're waiting for them to come to you, but I kind of feel like, you know what, you go out and do it. This is reaping the benefits of what you put out there, and this is claiming your power, but it's in the challenge position. So if you're patiently waiting for something or like waiting for someone specifically, I feel like you still need to get out there, okay? You have the Chariot, which is picking the decision. Which way are you going? Are you going to wait for this person, or are you just going to leave them behind? Because why are we waiting? Have you seen any progress? Have you seen any different things happening? You have the Eight of Wands, which is like everything's up in the air here. So I don't know. If you're dealing with a person, don't be on the back burner. Don't allow yourself to sit back and just wait for this person to figure out what the heck they're doing. Move on, move through is also what I'm hearing there. You got to pick the choice. Who are you going to be? The one that's sitting around waiting for somebody, or the person that's living their life? And I feel like that is what you need, is to claim your power, and what you put out there, the karma that you put out there, is going to be received back. So do not wait for anybody.